views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I am Kelly Wadler, your host, founder of Shine On Movement, and host of Shine On Radio. Here every Monday is like our really big celebratory kickoff to the week. We're here every time, same place, same time. And what we're talking about is how to celebrate what makes us who we are. And what I do is I bring on these awesome entrepreneurs and small business types who have found that, who have found the celebration within themselves to create what their true calling is. Today's show is rather interesting. We're going to take this idea of growing up, one, how we grow up as adults, and then two, if we're choosing to have children or if we bring children into this world, how we can be the best parents or raise our children in a successful and happy, effective way, which is really challenging. I do not know firsthand yet. I am not a mother, but I am in the school system. I am a teaching artist, and I can only imagine how challenging it is to kind of figure this all out because, you know, we, no matter what age we are still growing children. We all have our own childlike hearts, and with that comes a lot of our own insecurities and our own, you know, figuring it out type things as we get older that that doubles when we're also trying to raise a child. So I think this is really appropriate because I am actually turning another year older tomorrow. And I've never had more of a growthful year than this last year. I'm turning 29 tomorrow. So this last year was my coming of Saturn year, which a lot of growth I felt. So we're really going to be talking today about growing up, whether we're adults or whether we're children, and how exactly we can do that in our most mindful way. So on the show today, we have the founders of The Successful Child, and their names are Barrett Rothstad and Trisha Berliner. And the two of them have created this company that really helps support families, provide their children with the opportunity to reach their highest potential, not just academically, but behaviorally and socially. And also what I love the most is to, you know, help the child cultivate a healthy self-esteem and thrive at home and school in their future. But a big part of their company is not just, okay, how can we do this for the child or how can we tune into the child? It's how can we tune into you as the parent to be the best role model that you can? You know, as our, as we know, children learn from us. Children understand who to be in the world by their parents, what they're learning from their parents. And so these two women, you know, provide these services in which, you know, not only are they working with the children and making, helping the children thrive, but also sitting down one-on-one with the parents and having open conversations about what this means to communicate with your child and how to be active participants in their life and boost their self-esteem and decrease negative or difficult behaviors in order for that child to just shine. So without further ado, I can't wait to talk about all these things. Trisha, Barrett, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. We're so honored and excited to be here with you.
Yep.
Yay.
I second that.
Awesome. Yeah, I love the double duo shows. We got two fantastic women on the show. You know, little side note here. My mom always asks me every time she listens to the show, she's like, "How do you know all of these different, you know, small business women. And I have to, you know, say New York City is an amazing place for that. There are so many dream following, true calling, following folk. And luckily, through word of mouth, through one person knowing another, you meet and connect with other people. For example, I got connected with these two women from a networking meeting, and instantaneously we sat down and we're like, okay, how can we co-collaborate? How can we work together? So without further ado, ladies, I ask the same question each time. What led you to this true calling, to finding your shine, to, you know, creating this company that helps serve others?
Well, we met in graduate school, and we both, after graduating, kind of went our different ways and different realms in the area. We graduated in school psychology, and we really saw a need for children who weren't necessarily special education children, but were kids who needed something. Either they needed a competitive edge, because we all know school can be very stressful, or they needed just some sort of help in really being their best self and reaching their potential, and parents needed a place to go where it wasn't necessarily a full neurological. It was just they needed something, they needed to tweak the system, or they needed to really understand where their child was at to help them thrive and make a school placement decision. And we really wanted to step in and help those families. And so that's where the Successful Child was born. And since then, we've really expanded into other areas. You know, we do now book clubs and play dates, and we hit a lot of the social stuff. So we're really kind of a all-encompassing services. Everything is custom tailored. We work with the family and provide how can we best service you and your child to make sure everybody is happy, healthy, and reaching their potential in all areas.
Mm. I mean, it's just awesome. And I know a lot, because I am in the school system myself. I too go in, Shine On Movement One goes and speaks and talks to children about, you know, body positivity, nourishment, self-acceptance. And then I too am a teaching artist, and I teach theater and musical theater to boost confidence. And I know that there's this spectrum of what classifies as special needs, but there's also children that are like I was, just highly sensitive, or, you know, feel the world differently than others. And I love that you are now have created a company that serves as a voice for these children. Would you say that's a fair comment, Tricia?
Yes, I completely agree with what you've said. And just to back up what Barrett had to say earlier, we have a lot of parents who come to us who are having any behavior issues, or their child is struggling in one area in school and they just really are at a loss. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn, and they just need help with their child. And so that's where we can really step in and help them, you know, and we really are a la carte. Whatever area they really need help in, we're willing to meet them there. We help them. We, make them understand that it's a process. These things take time, but we really meet the child and the parent where they are and try and come up with a plan that works for them and their family.
This is an interesting topic. I mean, I don't know how much this is true or not, but I find that it's hard sometimes for parents to talk about what's going on with their child when they don't know. I mean, I think every parent can sense sometimes if like something's up, but it's hard then to talk about it or feel safe to talk about it with other friends in fear of judgment or in fear of where to go, or maybe nothing's wrong with the child. So you guys are really providing a service to help, you know, parents understand how and why their child is functioning in a certain way. And how would you say that inevitably helps the child's overall well-being?
Well, children, obviously we all, when we're successful, we feel our best selves. When we feel good about ourselves, we put our best foot forward. So if you have a child who has good self-esteem, who doesn't, they might be a little bit different in some ways, but if we can celebrate that and we can make it so that they feel good bringing that into the world, which you do, like their best unique self, they're going to feel a lot better. They're going to shine academically, socially, and behaviorally. And honestly, you know, most kids who are experiencing problems, there's a deeper line issue. And if you can get them, you get all of that into a better place, then they're ultimately just going to end up in a better place in all areas. And we don't believe one size fits all. We work with children, you know, none of us are exactly alike, and kids are great. They're open, they're honest, and really, really want to do well. It's just we need to help them get there.
Mm. beautifully said. All right, when we get back, we're going to be, you know, talking all about this, talking about how a child can really thrive in this 21st century, and also how a parent can thrive in this 21st century. So more with the founders of The Successful Child, and more with Shine On Radio. We'll be back in a second.
Mother, hello father, here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey, he developed poison ivy. You remember?
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Vasili as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Vasili every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Vasili and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
Yes, I love that. I love that song. Nice. Thank you for that intro, Brian. All right, welcome to Shine On Radio. We have an awesome show today. We have the founders of The Successful Child on. We're really diving into how to raise a child in the 21st century, and there's a lot of pressure to do that in this very digital age. And not only that, how to be a great role model for not only them, but, you know, yourself and the people around you. Newsflash is tomorrow is my birthday, which is very exciting. And that's exciting for my company as well, because for the month of April, I'm gifting free, powerful coaching sessions all month long. So if you want to take advantage of that, contact me anytime, shineonwithkelly.com. You can get all my info there. And then we'll get connected for a powerful session. Next up for connecting is with these amazing founders of The Successful Child. So ladies, let us know how we can learn more about you and get connected.
Sure. So our website is thesuccessfulchildny.com. You could also reach us at our Facebook or Instagram, which is at The Successful Child. Our Twitter is Successful Child, and our email is info@thesuccessfulchildny.com. So you can find us at any of those places or call us at 917-494-0262.
Sweet. Okay. Awesome. All right. So let's get back into this, what you guys do essentially. So you're both psychology majors. You've created this company, which really helps children thrive in this 21st century, as well as their parents. So how exactly does that work? What are some of these services that you provide, and what are the plans that you set up for the child and their parents?
So one of the services we do, it's a educational evaluation. And it really breaks down how your child learns, what they learn best, where their strengths and weaknesses are. I mean, part of positive self-esteem, which goes, is knowing that you're not perfect at everything. You have strengths, you have weaknesses, but how do we use those strengths to really make good decisions for our children and their education so we can bump up those weaknesses and let them feel successful? And so being aware of things like how they learn best allows you to seek out environments that will allow their strengths to shine through. And it also gives you tools to strengthen or improve on those weaknesses.
We also do our behavior plans, and this can be very helpful for children who do have some difficulty. And, you know, what 3 or 4 year old doesn't have a hard time with sharing or cooperating and things of that nature. So when children, especially young children, display these negative behaviors, we kind of help parents come up with a plan. We go in, we observe the child, see what's going on. Why is this happening? And then create a plan from there that works for this child, works for this family, something that helps the child understand, you know, I'm having these behaviors. Why am I having these behaviors? Mom and dad don't like when I have these behaviors. My teacher doesn't like when I have these behaviors. So I really need to own these behaviors and change them. And a lot of the time we'll provide some incentives for how to change these behaviors. But these are some of the things that we work on to really help parents and their families, you know, to help support them so that they can have more fun, quality time at home as a family rather than, you know, arguing and having problem situations arise.
You know, it's so challenging in this day and age because there's so many people's opinions about how a child should behave and what is good parenting. And if I were a parent right now, I'd be very, very confused about what to listen to. Similar to nutrition, which is changing all the time. I feel like parental advice is also changing all the time. You know, what would you say for parents that are listening or maybe soon to be, or people who are thinking about being parents, is the best words of wisdom when it comes to knowing what's best for your child?
You need to know your child and yourself and what works for you. We really do not believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. That's part of why we started this company. We believe in a holistic, integrative approach where we work with you. We're coming in. We're not you. We might be the professional. You know your family best. We want to know what is going to work in your household. The reality is there isn't one way to do things, just like there isn't one type of child. Every child is unique. They have their own nuances, and we want to work on those and help get your family to a place where you're functioning at your best. And so that's why we custom tailor everything. And we don't believe, we're not coming in and we're not structuring your house, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. We're getting to know you. We're getting to know where you might be struggling or where your child might be struggling. We're going to get you involved. We're going to get the child involved. And we're going to come up with an idea that works best for you so that you're your happiest and healthiest. Anyone who tells you that this is how it's supposed to be is wrong. Every family has a way that works best for them, and we're here to help you find that way.
You know, what created or cultivated the passion that you guys have for this company?
Well, a lot of things really. I mean, we both have always been passionate about helping families, but I come from a place where I struggled in school at first. I had some disabilities, and my family really rallied around me, and they didn't do the traditional path. They really took the time to get to know me, and I ended up flourishing. I mean, I ended up being president of my graduating class. I was on the dean list all through high school and college. This was coming from a kid who started really struggling. I mean, I went from D's to A's when my parents really took an interest. So I've seen firsthand that these kids, it might look like you can't ever catch up, or it might look like, you know, you've got some sort of something going on that's keeping you from reaching your potential. But if we figure out what triggers you and how to best help you and how to put you in an environment, you can run laps around the people, other people. I mean, I've lived it firsthand, so I'm extremely passionate about it. And you know, would sing it from the rooftops. I know it works. I've been there, not only from helping our clients, who we've got great testimonials, to actually living it myself when I was a child.
I mentioned a few Shine On Radio episodes back, we had an expert on sensitives. And I remember as a child, you know, not that anyone could ever have diagnosed me in a certain special needs or, you know, I was fine, but emotionally, I just really handled things a lot differently than other kids. And luckily, my mom is a teacher. She's been in the school system forever. She's an art teacher. So she was able to really understand and not judge me for my sensitivity. And so I was able to find outlets and be able to succeed. But again, a lot of parents, what I've seen is that, you know, a child is acting out and they're not sure how or why it is. And it's hard to kind of, you don't want to discipline the child if that's not what they need. So, you know, it's fair to say that you kind of come in, see what's up in a no size fits all, which I love, which is similar to diets. You know, have you ever heard the quote, the way you do anything is the way you do everything, right? So, you know, we have the same way we can go into a family's home and say, okay, try this. Is not the same advice you'd give for another family, right? And that's the same thing with how we treat our bodies. What might work for this client might not work for that client, which I just think that your service is so, so needed. So, Tricia, what was your passion that led you to this company? Did you also have challenges in education, or what brings something up for you?
I had a little bit of a different path than Barrett did. I loved school. I was a good student, actually, but I really, from a young age, started working with children as young as I can remember. I also have younger siblings, so I was always, you know, working with them, and I always knew that I did want to work with families, children, and I actually, as I was in high school, when I was in college, I had the opportunity to intern at a hospital, and many of these families didn't really have the support that they needed. And so this led me to continue my education, to go on to graduate school, and kind of put me on the path to school psychology, where I studied that, where I met Barrett, actually, worked in the schools, and really saw the needs that there were tons and tons of parents, tons and tons of children who needed this support that they weren't necessarily getting. You know, not everyone has family that they can turn to. Sometimes it's a friend they need. Sometimes it's a professional they need. So that's really what led me to this, you know, on my path, on my journey to the successful child.
Okay. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the nitty-gritty of really the true heart of parenting, which I don't know to be true firsthand yet, but what I think and what I do in my own company. And that is how to be a role model and how to take care of yourself first, so that you can teach your child that they should want to take care of themselves and feel good about who they are. It kind of starts with you. So when we get back, we're talking about you parents and you adults. Can't wait. See you in a second.
Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Bumdum Selecta!
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide, I say hey.
Yay, happy day. By the way, we're East Coasters over here, and it is finally about to break. The weather's about to break into this very warm, delicious feeling in the air, which that song just reminded me of somewhere tropical, and we're finally getting some warmth. So if you're listening from the out in the West Coast, you can give us a big air hug and root us on, because we finally made it through our winter, I hope. Knocking on wood. Knocking on wood. Okay, we're here. We're talking with the founders of The Successful Child, and we're talking about not only raising a child in the 21st century, but also growing up in the 21st century. And I am a millennial, and I was talking today in my newsletter about I'm turning 29 tomorrow, and millennials get a bad rep, right? We get this, we want things, you know, we want to get paid more, we don't want to work hard, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that society has painted this picture of what life should be like for so long, and I think the millennials are very in tune with, well, this is what I'd like my life to be, which is why you're seeing such a rise of small business, such a rise of entrepreneurs, such a rise of people going for their true callings. With that said, we're all growing. We never stop growing. And I really felt that this year, as I said on the top of the show. Now, I do not have children yet. I, God willing, would love them after Adam and I get married soon. But I think a key part of your company that you touch upon is how the parent can be a role model for the child as you are their what they look up to be. And that's where I think me and my company comes into play, which is helping adults, helping, you know, women usually, own the skin they're in, take ownership of who they are, celebrate who they are in order to be a light for other people, especially if you have children, a light for your child. So what is the importance, as you two being the experts, of the parents showing self-esteem within the home, their own self-esteem?
Crucial. Parents might not always realize it, because I know kids pretend to ignore their parents often, especially when getting reprimanded, but parents are literally the biggest teacher for children. All behavior almost is learned behavior. When kids are young, they're looking around, they want to see how they're supposed to act, and they will mimic you. They won't admit it as they get older, but that is what they are learning from. So it's crucial that not only do you have positive self-esteem, but that you give them an example of how you want them to turn out as human beings. You need to live how you expect them to live and communicate with them in very specific ways, which is something that we could talk an hour about on how to communicate effectively with your child. But there are just some key techniques that a lot of parents might not necessarily even think about that they might be doing and not realizing it.
Well, give me a couple of those.
Sure. You
know, what are they? Yeah.
So I think something that's really important is to understand that failing is okay and making mistakes is okay, and we should let those mistakes happen. Nobody's perfect, and that's a really important thing for kids to understand. Adults make mistakes, children make mistakes, and you know, when we fail, we learn what the mistake is, we learn from it, and we change it for the next time. It's true that preschoolers, when they make mistakes, they're more willing to try new things and experiment and learn these new skills. And this is something that will increase their self-esteem. Also teaching your children limits. So, you know, there need to be rules in place and your kids need to know what's expected of them. And distinguish, you know, what a bad behavior is versus being a bad person. So if they mess up and aren't following your rules, it doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person. It just means we need to change that for the next time.
Well, and also that gets back to communication and being specific. So there's a big difference in saying, you know, let's say a child hits their brother. There's a big difference in saying, I really don't like the way when you got upset you hit him, versus, oh my gosh, what are you doing today? You're being ridiculous. The message is a lot different. One is really criticizing the behavior. One is criticizing the child. Not intentionally. We all love our children, but really pay attention to that language you use.
And again, praise and celebrate all these positive things while being specific. So, you know, it's okay to say, oh, as an adult, I can't sing for my life, but I'm really good at cooking a meal. And you know, you should do the same for your child when you see them, you know, they're a really great artist. Oh, I love that picture that you drew, but I know that math can be really difficult for you. So really letting them understand what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and letting them see that everyone has their strengths and weaknesses and no one's perfect.
Yes. And you're bringing up I've just highlighted quite a few things that I think correlate to not only children, but also adults. And that is, okay, if we really, you know, were children and we were brought up with this, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail. We'd have less fear of it as adults. And I think it's essential for adults to start rewiring that as much as they can, because whether you fail or not, there's a trust that you can pick yourself up and learn from it. You know, so many people, I know so many clients who walk in my door, they're afraid of two things, either one, success, or two, failing. And it keeps them from going for what they want. But, you know, if we take out the fear of failure, or listen, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fail, but that doesn't mean that life's over. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you can't pick up and try again. And just taking the severity out of that word at a young age is one, I think, essential. So I love that. Two, limits. Just as a child needs, at least my personal belief, that childs need limits, or we need to set up some sort of understanding of boundaries or promises or agreements we want to make within the home, as do adults. And, you know, adults sometimes forget, like, okay, what are my limits? What are the things that are serving me and what are not serving me? And sometimes as adults, we go back to poor behaviors that don't serve us time and time again. And we have to be very mindful of that if we're teaching our children to not do that or to honor their limits. You know, we have to be mindful of our own. And then lastly, you brought up praise and celebration. And we have to do that also for ourselves as adults. Or it's like we want to root on our children, the children in our lives, by saying, all right, so what if math is a little challenging for me too, but you know, you rocked at that show, or that art piece is amazing. Same thing for us. Like, okay, so maybe I didn't get the promotion today, but you know what? You really had such a great conversation with that friend. You really helped her. All these things, we have to treat ourselves like that we have the child heart that we do, because we do, and we always, always will. So what is some of your sound words of wisdom for parents to boost their own self-esteem?
Well, I think it is crucial that people understand there's a misconception that high self-esteem means you believe you can do everything. Mm-hmm. High self-esteem means you're totally aware of yourself. You realize who you are, what you're doing, and what you're good at, what you're not so good at. And you want to try to work on the things. We're not saying if your child is struggling in math, you shouldn't work on it. But the child who literally believes they have to go out there and be great at everything, that's not necessarily healthy self-esteem. So I think for parents also, be aware of what you do. And of course, we never want our children to see us when we're not good at something. But that's important. It's important that they see that everyone is well-rounded and celebrate each other. I also think, like I said, be very mindful of what you say and how you say it. Even when you're not talking to them, you know, children, like I said, adults are the big, they will enact everything you do. So when they're just sitting in the kitchen and you're talking to someone on the phone, they're listening. And having good language and communication can do nothing but good things for yourself too. I think it's something that every single person can work on. And I think that's really important to demonstrate, and it's really important for an adult self-esteem as well. I mean, if you feel like you're not getting heard or you can't communicate effectively, it's obviously going to affect your demeanor.
You know, yes, absolutely. You know, the way we say things is so important, especially for children who are sensitive, because we, you know, tone is essential. I just want to tie what we're saying into something that correlates with my company does too. And that is, you know, if we're talking about body image here and self-esteem and or boosting confidence, you know, I think, you know, setting an example too about, okay, we take care of ourselves. This is how mommy and daddy, or mommy and mommy, or daddy and daddy, whatever it is, you know, this is how we nourish ourselves. Come into the kitchen, or this is how I feel in front of the mirror. Isn't mommy always beautiful? Mommy is always beautiful, even if inside she doesn't feel that way. She doesn't let the child know, because they might pick up on that, you know. Fair?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. When we get back, we're going to be talking about the 21st century here, this digital age. I know so many parents are confused about this. More with a successful child. And we'll be back in just a flash. Hold up.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Yes, I'm dancing in my chair to that one. You know, of course I am. Okay, welcome back. Shine On Radio. We have the founders of The Successful Child here. Our show's almost over. I always want to cry when it gets to this point, but we've had a great, great time. Barrett, Trisha, please, as we wind down our show, let us know how we can contact you, connect with you. I know you're very open to receiving new folk, so let us know how they can connect.
Yep. So our website is thesuccessfulchildny.com. Our Facebook and Instagram is at The Successful Child. Twitter is at Successful Child. Our email is info@thesuccessfulchildny.com. And our phone number is 917-494-0262.
Awesome. And everybody's listening, you can contact me. I'm gifting powerful coaching conversations all April long to celebrate my birthday, which is tomorrow, my last year in my 20s. Uh-oh. Honestly, some people freak out about that. I'm like 30, let's rock. Let's go. So yeah, I'm gifting those out. Contact me, Kelly at shineonwithkelly.com. To email me or anything, any way you want to connect, I will reply almost instantaneously. I can't wait to meet you. All right, so let's wind everything in. I want to cover a couple of points. We're talking about raising children in the 21st century and also being good role models ourselves for not only them, but, you know, feeling good within our own self as a parent or not. There's two main trigger points that I know a lot of parents talk about, and it's very much in the education field as well. And one is, okay, what's going on with screens in this digital age? Are they good for our children? Are they not? And two, what's a better approach of discipline? Do we do reprimanding, or is it all about positive reinforcement? So what is your, I know that's a big, massive question, but let's talk about it. What's your expertise opinion on those two topics?
So the screens are kind of like a double-edged sword. When they're used correctly, they can actually enhance language skills and offer engaging activities that, you know, assist with fine motor and executive thinking. But if they're used incorrectly, exactly the opposite happens. They can decrease language skills, which and also lead to obesity and some sleep difficulties. So we're not saying every family is perfect, but the general guideline is no more than 2 hours a day. This excludes time for homework for all those older kids who have to get on it for homework. That's different than just screen time when they get to have their fun, you know, activities. And most importantly, though, even more than the time, is to make sure that you monitor the content. You want to try to aim for interactive shows, as they tend to have more educational value. Anything where the kid is talking back or has to react to things versus a mindless game. And also, there's ways to incorporate physical activity and things and, you know, create family challenges, such as while watching a show, try out some yoga poses or do a jumping jack contest during commercial breaks. So, you know, there's also a misconception screen time means just sitting in a chair. It's kind of like brain dead time. That doesn't have to be the case. And, you know, with the things like DVR is you can always tape it and then fast forward through certain parts. You can cut down on the amount of time. So those are some of the tips we give parents. Again, it's an individual thing. But if you learn how to use them right, they can be great tools. You just don't want it to become the kids grab the screen every time that they have a free minute and they're just sitting there in a chair swiping a finger, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Totally. Totally. And I mean, it's hard because the kids, like adults, I mean, we're obsessed and we're so into the screen. So it's got to be hard to gauge what's positive, what's not. But I love the idea of interaction as much as possible. So screens are okay, but can we be talking back to the person on the TV? Or can we do 10 jumping jacks with the person on TV? I love that. So recognizing the good and the bad, because there's plenty of both, I'm sure. Sure. So, okay, good. And then the second trigger, Tricia, is this idea of discipline. How is do we reprimand? Do we use positive reinforcement? What would you recommend parents these days on how to, you know, teach children what their limits are and what the rules are within the home in a positive way?
So positive reinforcement is very important. Actually, I think that if it's used in the right way, it can be very powerful. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes people will think that they're, you know, reinforcing their child, but they're not necessarily being specific, being clear. Their child doesn't necessarily know what they're being rewarded for or what they're being praised for. And that, I think Barrett touched on it a little bit earlier, but if your child isn't aware of what they're being reinforced for, then they're not necessarily going to show those behaviors again. So, you know, you have to really be very specific when you're using positive reinforcement in that you're saying, oh, I really like the way that you sat for your whole meal and you finished it. And so now we're going to go take time and you can, if we look back at screen, we're going to go watch, you know, 20 minutes of your TV show. So if it's used in the right way, it can be powerful. Your child just has to know what they're exactly being praised for versus just being general and them not having any idea as to why they're being praised.
Also, the general rule, I know you touched on, like, when to reprimand and positive reinforcement. So reprimand is basically punishment. You want to try to use positive reinforcement unless it becomes a safety issue. If someone's getting hurt, you need to make those clear. I mean, obviously, then it needs to be the child needs to learn. So that was what we would kind of save reprimanding and punishment for. When it's otherwise, you want to try to focus on the positive, mm-hmm. and that would be the reinforcers.
Yeah, and I think that's it. It's being very clear. I think, I mean, I'm a big gray person when it comes to my field at saying, you know, dieting isn't black and white, or, you know, taking care of yourself isn't black and white. But for this, it is rather black and white. It's like, know when you, the child, have the child know, okay, this is why you're being praised. This is why, exactly what you did that is why you're receiving this. And this is exactly why you're not. This is why a punishment has to come. This, and being very, very clear about that. Because just as adults, you know, we want that same thing. You know, it can be confusing with praise or getting in trouble for something, to not understand really why they are or why they're not. So I love that point. Okay, so let's close here. I close in the same way, and I want you to both go. If you were to give parents who are listening, soon-to-be parents, or just even role models, because we're all role models for our youth, what would be your words of wisdom in one sentence about, you know, how to help a child feel and thrive or feel be successful? So how can you help a child be successful? What would be your one sentence?
I think I would say, know yourself very well. Understand that even if your child doesn't express it, a child innately love and idolize their parents. So your behavior absolutely affects their behavior, which affects their self-esteem. So be aware of yourself. Be your best self, and it will lead to your kids being their best self. You're the biggest thing in their lives. They love you.
Trisha.
It's hard to follow that up, but I completely agree with what Barrett has to say. And I think it's important to know your child. You are your child's best advocate. You know your child's best. And so be aware of what's going on in yourself so that you're, you know, giving that on to your child. You're giving that vibe to your child, because they are often a mirror of you. And so, you know, you want to send those positive vibes that way, just so they know how to be into the future.
Yes. And everybody, I hope you heard that loud and clear. You are a reflection of each other. And if we allow ourselves to be our best self, that only causes a ripple effect for them. So if you are a person who just would rather give and give and give instead of give back, we may be doing our disservice to the people who are watching us, those little eyes that are watching us. Be your best self, and therefore they will be, or strive to be, their best self as well. Founders of the Shine On, or no, I'm the founder of the Shine On Movement. Of the Successful Child, thank you so much for being here today. You were fantastic. I so appreciate it. Hope you had fun.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you. We had a great time. And everyone, feel free to reach out, mention Shine On, and we'd be happy to get back to you. Ask any question you want. We are here for you.
Fantastic. And I will see everybody same time, same place next Monday. Have a wonderful week. Shine on, everybody.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.